This is it, the ultimate wellness show just for you. Wellness for Life Radio with Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
About 10% of couples in the United States are affected by infertility. And according to the Center of Disease Control, a third of the time it's due to female infertility, and another third is linked to male infertility. And the remaining cases of infertility are due to a combination of factors from both partners. Now, infertility can be a very stressful situation and can take a toll on your health and well-being, of course, of this, not only the mother, but also the suffering couple. So today we have fertility expert Dr. Jennifer Hirschfeld Citron of Fertility Center of Illinois, and Beth Heller. She's the creator and director of Pulling Down the Moon, a yoga facility and center for fertility. And both are here to talk about stress and infertility now. And they've also been involved in one of the largest controlled yoga studies to date, analyzing the impact of yoga on anxiety and fertility. Thanks so much for being here, both of you. Now, Dr. Jennifer, let's start with you. Can you tell the audience what kind of stress that infertility patients and couples are experiencing these days?
Well, yes, and thank you so much for having us. We know that for patients that have infertility, they face an incredible amount of stress. Some studies have shown that the stress is on par with a patient who has received an HIV diagnosis or a cancer diagnosis. So it's a substantial amount.
Well, so you're saying that it's not just, you know, a disappointment. It is really creating a great deal of stress that's related to even health types of stress, one that might be very devastating to the individual.
So absolutely. I think that not only does this, there's a complex relationship between stress and infertility, but having that infertility diagnosis and going through the treatment sort of further pushes that pendulum, making it even more important to have tools at hand, such as yoga, to utilize to decrease that stress.
Right, right. Beth, I understand that you had a personal experience yourself with infertility. Do you mind describing a little bit about your story and how yoga helped your fertility issues?
Absolutely. So I think one of the things that people don't understand about the fertility journey is oftentimes it is not a sprint. It is more of a marathon. So I, for instance, was one of those people who took 7 years and 5 pregnancies to get my 2 children. Along the line, I had miscarriages, I had challenges getting pregnant, I had a late-term stillbirth. So I came to yoga and eventually became a yoga teacher through this fertility journey because I was practicing yoga and meditation, and I found that it just kept me sane, it kept me calm, it kept me hopeful every step of that very long journey.
Well, that must have been really hard. I mean, that's like constantly, it's a nonstop, as you're saying, it's an endurance act, in fact, for you long term. Now, Dr. Jennifer, when it comes to stress and anxiety, what Beth went through, is it very successful if you're having a lot of stress and anxiety? I'm talking about the fertility treatments that you give. Is it as successful as it would be if you used yoga?
I think our study has suggested that what can happen from things like yoga is if you're able to manage your stress, and actually stress levels decreased in these patient populations, significantly decreased in these patient populations, we know that it can allow you to stay within treatment. And women that stay within treatment will ultimately be successful. Just like Beth said, it really is this journey. It really is more of the long duration. And so even if it takes more than one cycle, retaining and staying into treatment and not feeling so disappointed and dropping out, that in itself is a big deal. And that in and of itself will allow people to be successful.
When you're talking about treatment, you're talking about fertility treatments, IVFs, things like that. Is that correct?
Correct. Predominantly IVF. And that's where most of the studies have been done. And so in IVF, we know that stress can decrease success. And so we need to try to find tools that can help people to combat that stress so that they're able to be more successful and they're able to stay into treatment.
Well, you know, Beth, you went through many different miscarriages, as you said. Did you go through also IVF? Is that correct? I think I heard you said you did.
I did not use IVF. Okay. I did use medicated infertility treatment. I used some fertility drugs to help regulate my ovulation. So my first pregnancy was conceived naturally. It ended in a stillbirth. I had used a lot of holistic methods to help me I was kind of a stressed out athlete who didn't get menstrual periods. Yoga was very instrumental in helping me resume my menstruation, but in the end, I actually did use medical fertility drugs. I just had the late-term stillbirth. I really needed all the help I could get to get pregnant again after that loss. So I'm really one of those great examples of how the holistic and the medical really can work together in a very synergistic way.
Well, then what kind of poses, you know, I love yoga myself, and I know many millions of people out there are doing yoga these days, not just for anxiety and stress release, but really for as a spiritual practice. Which poses? I know it's kind of hard to talk about on a radio show, but can you describe a couple of poses that really helped subside and reduce your anxiety?
Well, what we like to focus on, first of all, for yoga is that it is a fertility-friendly exercise because it is lower impact, it is a lower intensity. Many women are managing their stress with things like running or spinning classes or Zumba classes that are a little bit higher impact. So when we look at yoga that's beneficial for fertility, we're looking at a slower hatha-type class, maybe not the hot yoga that a lot of people like to do for fitness reasons. There's nothing wrong with hot yoga. It's just not right in this particular time in life for a woman. Poses that help to stretch and open the hips, poses that help to stretch and open our back, our chest, where we hold so much of that stress and anxiety. And almost any yoga pose is going to be beneficial as long as it is done gently with mindful breath, because what yoga is designed to do is show us where in our body we're holding that stress. And once we find that stress, we can begin to release it with breath or with mindfulness, or, you know, it might just say, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed, I have to change my lifestyle a little bit. I can't even, you know, reach my arms over my head. So that's really the way yoga is beneficial specifically for the fertility journey.
You know, I, as a chiropractor and a natural medicine practitioner, I talk a lot about with my patients about how stress and your structure and how often too much can be trapped in our muscles and our joints and in our body. Dr. Jennifer, I had a patient where I literally had to tell her, stop running. Stop running in it, because your body's just not conducive to opening up that womb and allowing an actual fertilization to occur. And once she stopped running and we gave her a lot of good, healthy fats, she actually got pregnant.
Well, I think
so to
that,
me,
that is...
totally makes sense, doesn't it, mm-hmm. with what you're saying? Dr. Jennifer.
Yes, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that we know sort of exercise-induced amenorrhea, or when women exercise to such a degree they become so lean that they stop menstruating. For a lot of us, we use exercise. That is in our toolbox to help combat the rest of life, the rest of stress. And something like yoga, where it's such a gift, is it allows people to create that same peace, that same mindfulness. It's incredibly restorative. But yet, it often will give people back their cycles, because it's not creating that same type of caloric burn. And I think that is very important. I think what else at Fertility Centers of Illinois, where we were so excited to partner with Pulling Out the Moon, is it's not just simply yoga. It's done in the context of a group session for women who are at different phases of the fertility journey or who've had recurrent loss, come together, and also a discussion format. And having a sense of community in person, I think, is so valuable to patients.
I totally agree with that. You know what? We only have a few seconds here. Where can we find your information? I understand Fertility Center of Illinois, it's online as well.
Yes, please, FCIonline.com, pullingdownthemoon.com. You know, please check us out.
Okay, so FCIonline.com. That's for the Fertility Center of Illinois, where Dr. Jennifer practices, and as well as pullingdownthemoon.com. And that's right now where Beth has her center, where she integrates acupuncture, yoga, and nutrition, all to help the woman and get pregnant, you know, and exactly. And even I'd say that you also help with infertility and the stresses of infertility. Thank you so much. So this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.